welcome to This Week with Calandra, our first official podcast. You can find us at calandrabranch.com, which is the home of This and That with Calandra. Today we're talking about remembrance. It's September 11th. We recognize the 12th anniversary of the tragic event, not just at the World Trade Center, but also the plane that crashed in the Pentagon, and also the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania on that same day. A lot has happened over 12 years, and a lot of people have said, well, it seems like it was just yesterday. They can't believe that 12 years have gone by. Well, I think it's because of the impact that it's left on us, the war in Iraq, troops in Afghanistan, all of the TSA policies and procedures that were put into place. Our everyday lives have changed, how we check into the airport, security at buildings in downtown Manhattan. It had an effect on everything that we do. So of course, it feels like it hasn't been 12 years, but we remember, and certainly we remember all those who lost their lives, those who gave their lives in helping others on that tragic day. It seems that that was our generation's day of remembrance. Every generation seems to have some historic event that you remember exactly what you were doing, where you were, what the circumstances were. For some baby boomers, it was probably the day that President Kennedy was assassinated. That is their day of remembrance. Well, I remember September 11th, 2001. I was sitting in my office and my sister called to find out if I had heard about the plane. And at the time, I thought it was some small plane that may have crashed into the building. The small picture that I saw on CNN, the still shot with the smoke coming out of the tower, still didn't dawn on me how devastating it was. And then, of course, as the hours went on and we heard more about the second crash, the second plane, and then finally the collapse of the towers, it was a very surreal day. I remember feeling very claustrophobic, that as large as my office was, as large as my hospital was, as large as the island of Manhattan was, I very suddenly felt very closed in and felt the need to not panic, but I just needed home. I needed to be home. I needed to be with my husband. I needed to be in that place. And so I left around 11:30 or so and ended up spending about 4 or 5 hours to make an hour-long commute, which was nothing compared to what others had to go through. For this week, we remember September 11th, 2001.